Will be an 8 o'clock a.m. Mass tomorrow morning. The eyes of all hope in Thee, O Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Reverend Fathers and dear faithful, a number of years ago, I awoke on Christmas Eve, only to find myself sick as a dog. I felt like absolute garbage, but I knew that all that laid before me was going to be a real struggle for what had to happen. I couldn't stop Christmas from coming, and certainly I couldn't take the day off. And so I trundled on through. There was no escape from the duties, and so it's only that you go ahead and do what you must. And as I came upon that evening where we had midnight mass, and I, for Bishop Dolan, I was assisting Bishop Dolan as the deacon of the ceremony, found myself kept upright by Advil cold and sinus, and having a server with a pocket full of cough drops, readily handing them to me so I could just make it through the ceremony. If that wasn't enough, then that night, or I guess Christmas morning, I go to sleep for a couple of hours and then rise before the sun to head to the airport and fly to North Dakota. Only to find myself in Chicago, delayed for a long number of hours, waiting for my connecting flight. Finally, tired and feeling half dead, I arrived at our little mission chapel in Grand Forks and off for a late evening mass in a cold and dark apartment that we had set up as a chapel. And as I made my way through the mass, we got to the point of the elevation right after the consecration. And as I lifted up our Lord on high, I heard right then and there a whisper in the quiet, whisper of a father in attendance, whispering to his small child. And he said, "Look, here comes Jesus." And as the elevation was completed and the host returned back down to the altar, I just hear another whisper, the little girl in response, "Do it again, Father." At that moment, all of the difficulties went away. I couldn't help but smile. I couldn't help but reflect upon all that transpired to lead me to this small little place, this hole in the wall apartment barely fitting for living in, let alone offering the mass. But it was the best that we had, and the sickness and the frustrations of flight delays and the tiredness, it all melted away, because it was worth it in that moment. It was worth it in that moment to have a group of faithful there, able to come and adore and receive our Lord on his very day of birth. For a little girl to desire a second glimpse of our Eucharistic God. It was a beautiful point of meditation. A cold night, a cave-like apartment, a chosen humble few, like the shepherds in the fields, come unbeknownst to everybody else in the building to adore the God-man. And that is what it has been for you all this 40 hours, once again. To come for the ceremonies, to make hours of adoration, to arrive in the middle of the night or the early hours of the morning, these things are not without sacrifice. These things are not without effort and difficulties. These things are not without the force of the will to conquer the weakness of the flesh, to come and to do what is ultimately a true act of faith. To stare upon a small white host on an altar, but knowing by our faith that that is truly God. To find ourselves in this little tiny church, our cave, if you will, while the rest of the world sleeps or plays or distracts itself with all of the things temporal. We instead leave it behind for a period of time so that we may seek out what is eternal, what is infinite, and what is the true good. For a few short periods of time, we seek and find that quieting of everything else and gaze upon God incarnate, our Savior. And here we are now, our 40 hours. It comes now soon to an end. And you will, from here, finish Mass and join in the procession and sing the hymns of praise and return back into the chapel. And when you find yourself at the end, kneeling for the final benediction, look upon your Lord and think to yourself, "Do it again, Father." To express that desire in that moment, that this isn't sufficient, that we know that we have to now walk away and return to our lives and then to return to everything that distracts us and troubles us, and to think to ourselves that this is the one place we long to return to, that in His presence is the one place that we long to be again, that we want to make one more Holy Communion, to witness one more sacrifice of the Mass, to come and make one more act of adoration, to do, as St. John Vianney says, and to throw ourselves at the foot of the tabernacle as a dog throws himself at the foot of his master. And to find that comfort there, and that peace there, and that quiet and safety. And to know that time after time, I come again and again, I make those efforts, make those sacrifices. I come to do it again. Because if this is my constant reflection, if this is my true desire in my heart, if I long to repeatedly and as frequently as possible gaze upon our Lord under that Eucharistic veil, then one day I will realize that I don't have to do it again, because that gaze will be one that lasts for eternity, and that veil will be lifted, and all of that glory of God will be revealed to us, and peace turn into true paradise forever. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.